President Bush was at the Pentagon today to sign into law what he called a down payment on his commitment to give the U.S. military what it needs to fight a global war on terrorism. The defense spending bill calls for $318 billion for the current fiscal year, nearly $30 billion more than last year's budget. And while Congress has added more money to deal with the aftermath of September 11th, there's no clear consensus on Capitol Hill on what the final total could come to.
We estimate the entire cost for terrorism and dealing with Homeland Security to be $3 to $4 billion.
And the President said over and over again, $75 billion is the amount of money that he's recommended we put into the stimulus.
And we added $13 billion in health care assistance.
We're going up on Capitol Hill this week and requesting an additional $1 billion.
We've been working very hard on the legislation to get as much of the $20 billion that was promised to New York.
A lot of billions floating around there. NPR's David Wellna reports now from the Capitol on the real costs of the war on terrorism, from the military campaign in Afghanistan to the federal tab for rebuilding New York.
President Bush signed his first Pentagon budget surrounded by soldiers and by lawmakers from both parties. The president lauded the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan as a just and noble cause against, in his words, the most oppressive regime in the history of mankind. But the president added that many more resources will still be needed for what he called our quest to save civilization.
This nation must give our military the weapons it needs to meet the threats of our future. If the war against terror means that we must find terror wherever it exists and pull it out by its roots and bring people to justice, our military must have the means to achieve the objective. This bill is just the beginning to make sure that that happens.
The president got most, but not all, of the Pentagon spending he requested from Congress. Mr. Bush had asked that of the $20 billion Congress approved for emergency aid after September 11th, more than $7 billion be set aside for the Pentagon. Congress gave him only half that amount and set aside the rest for helping the states directly affected by terrorist attacks and for increasing outlays for Homeland Security. Such spending on Homeland Security, mainly for vaccines, local fire departments, and the Centers for Disease Control, is expected to jump from $8.4 billion to $15 billion in the budget Mr. Bush sends to Capitol Hill next month. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, in a speech last week, welcomed the new spending, but pointed out that he and his fellow Democrats had already proposed precisely that amount of spending as part of a stimulus package.
While we welcome this news, we're puzzled by the timing. If Republicans had supported our proposal last month instead of blocking it, that money would already be available. As it stands, the money won't be available now for several months.
In the meantime, Congress has added $59 billion worth of spending in response to the terrorist attacks. With the budget surplus now all but gone, federal deficits are expected for the next several years. Last month, just before the Senate approved the defense spending bill at the very end of its first session, Arizona Republican John McCain warned that the legislation had become a gravy train loaded with pork.
This is called war profiteering. That just before on the 21st of December, the last bill, the last train, loaded up, nobody's read it, and we vote for it. And we all vote for it because, of course, we're in a war. We can't not do that.
Still, the president's new budget is expected to ask for an additional $20 billion for the Pentagon, while some domestic programs may see their budgets shrink. There are signs that a big fight is already shaping up in Congress over the budget, but that did not seem to concern Mr. Bush today.
I look forward to working with the Congress as we build our nation's strength and security. I look forward to working for next year's budget with the priorities of winning this war and defending our homeland.
The president said the best way to secure America's future is to bring terrorists to justice. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.